Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Yeah. They told you what to think, not how to think. Time to wake up. Deprogram. Yeah. Static in my head, yeah, they feed it through the screen. Every headline scripted, every angle too clean. They sell fear, sell lies, dress it up as truth. But I see through the smoke, yeah, I'm back to the root. They don't want faith, they want blind compliance. Cancel conviction, silence defiance. But I got fire, ain't hiding that light. Truth in my chest, yeah, I came to fight. They twist what's real, redefine right. Call wrong, progress keep dimming the light. But I read between lines, I don't follow the wave. I was lost, now I'm found, yeah, I broke from the cave. I won't bow, I won't bend. Truth don't change with the trend. Through the noise, through the lies, I can finally see with open eyes. Break the signal, cut the lies. Hear the truth, it never dies. Turn it up, let it roar. We ain't playing this game no more. The problem, yeah, we rise. Faith and fire in our eyes. Stand tall, unashamed, we were lost. But now we're deprogrammed. Make conviction feel old, but I stand on the word, yeah, solid, unshaken. Every lie they built up, yeah, it's all gonna break it. I see culture shift quick like sand in a tide, but truth don't drift, it don't run, it don't hide. They can mock, they can shout, try to bury the name, but the light breaks through, yeah, it burns through the shame. This ain't rage, this is purpose and aim. We bring heat, but we ain't get the flame. Not programmed, not bought, not sold. We speak life, we don't fold. It's more than a podcast. It's a wake-up call. Faith over fear. Truth over all. You don't gotta stay asleep. You don't gotta play along. Break the chains. Find your voice. This where you belong.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody, to Deprogrammed. I am Joshua Cummins. You're listening to the Deprogrammed podcast, of course, by Revolver Broadcasting on EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. If you haven't been to the website already, go to EternalAffairsMedia.com. Check it out, you know, before we, you know, get things kicked off, I want to remind you that you need to be hitting that like button, smash it, follow or subscribe depending upon the platform you're viewing or listening on. Make sure the notification bells are turned on so you know every time Eternal Affairs goes live. As a matter of fact, you need to go over there and follow my network, Revolver Broadcasting, as well. If you haven't already, we're on all the platforms. I mean, we're everywhere. So go over there and follow that as well. Comment. Leave us comments. We want to improve. We want to do things for you and always be getting better. So always be improving. definitely want to get that going. And of course, you need to share out this content. So if you're on Rumble, Repost does the most. Everywhere else, share this out, because sharing is in fact caring. Now, if you haven't been to this show before, it is a news program. We're going to go through some news articles here very shortly. We're going to be talking about quite a few different things. I've got, some things are just a little bit of a headline. Some things were just for fun. You know, we don't want to be, serious all the time. And, there were some incoming, news stories that I seen, before I got on here, and, I might even talk about those a little bit too. But before we get into all that, and before we go to the news desk, I got to tell you guys about MyPillow, because, you know, they're a sponsor. And so, and I got to, I love MyPillow. Honestly, I own two of them. And if you want to support our Truthful Media ministry, and as well as Mike Lindell and Fair Elections, use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com. You can get up to 88% off depending on what sales are running. They have many products besides just my pillows. Just go take a look today, of course, and remember to use promo code ETERNAL, ETERNAL, at MyPillow.com. Can't beat that up to 88% off, man. That could be, if they're running specials, that would be the way to get it. And I would love to have some more of my pillows, because, like I said, you know, the best night's sleep I ever got, just having those pillows. And I when I travel, I take my pillows with me, because I don't, the hotel pillows and stuff like that, they just don't, it's not the same. You know, let's try to, oh no, this is, you know, such and such special. I can't sleep on them. And they're like, no, this is this kind of memory foam, and this is this kind of specialty. I can't sleep on them. But my pillows, man, I sleep well. All right. What are we going to be talking about this afternoon? Well, the Olive Garden got themselves into the news. And so we'll talk about what's going on there. We're going to be talking about things that Tom Homan is pushing for. We're going to be talking about these wildfires there in Canada. And what that means on our side of the shores. Watch a video clip of Joe Rogan with when he had recently had on J.D. Vance, and they were discussing Joe Biden. J.D. Vance had no idea. Now I knew what they were discussing pretty much right away, and I'll talk about it when we get there to that story. And of course, the star of the show there in Maine now, Mr. Ashley Webb in Maine. If you haven't seen that video clip, I will definitely be showing you that. And then, of course, I want to talk about this new movie coming out, I Play Rocky. The trailer dropped, and it looks like a really, really good movie. We can't play the trailer here, of course, because of copyright issues. But we definitely can talk about this movie, and I'm excited for it. It's something that's been waiting for the cinema to start releasing movies that are not filled with woke agenda and all the like this new Chris Nolan movie that, oh, they're saying The Odyssey is blowing up because it's so fantastic. And I'm like, dude, I'm not watching that slop. No, I mean, you start swapping out characters, you start putting in trans people, you start putting in Helen of Troy is supposed to be beautiful. The woman that they got playing her is butt ugly. Like, it has nothing to do with that. You know, if they would have put a beautiful black woman in there, fantastic. As long as she was beautiful, the whole point of Helen is that she's beautiful, and, race swap or not, but they're also Greek. So, I mean, the chances of, a Greek being black is nil. Absolute zero. Definitely none of them were trans, because they didn't have the technology of cutting off body parts back then. And I wish we didn't have that technology now, but I digress. Let's get over to the news desk before I go down a total tangent road. Now, let's get into this first story here about Olive Garden. Olive Garden, this is a story from Red State. It says Olive Garden just accidentally and hilariously made the case for voter ID. Can you believe it, guys? This is when you're confident that your plate of spaghetti is more secure than your country's elections, you know you're in trouble. Social media users, especially those of the conservative kind, are abuzz Friday after the Olive Garden social media team accidentally made the case for why Congress should pass the Save America Act when they posted a tweet about its never-ending pasta pass. Apparently, Thursday was a big day for Americans, not only because President Trump unsealed a treasure trove of documents related to the election integrity, but also because the pasta pass went on sale and Olive Garden was busy promoting the sale, reminding customers that it would begin promptly at 2 p.m. Eastern. Customers were instructed to log on to pastapass.com to claim one of 10,000 passes on sale. Each pass cost $100 and allowed the holder to get unlimited dine-in access to Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl for 13 weeks, including unlimited pasta and sauce combinations, the ability to add and switch protein toppings, a choice of never-ending soup or salad, and unlimited breadsticks. One interested party, at Super Power Mario, wanted more specifics before purchasing. For instance, if they were to buy one pass, could they use it to feed their entire family? The answer was a very firm no from Olive Garden. The pass, it turns out, can only be used by the pass holder, who must present the pass along with valid photo ID in order to access their plates of pasta. And furthermore, it says one user suggested put Olive Garden in charge of our elections. Another noted a pasta pass at Olive Garden comes with more stringent ID requirements than Democrats want for our elections. You can't make this stuff up. Riley Gaines said Olive Garden CEO for Senate Majority Leader. Steve Guest said, I want my elections to be as secure as the never ending pasta pass deal at Olive Garden. since Olive Garden was so serious about securing its pasta pass, one woman hit on a great idea for securing endless breadsticks and bowls of pasta fagioli. She said, what if I gave birth at an Olive Garden location? Is my baby entitled to the never-ending pasta pass? They said, no, the never-ending pasta pass is only for the use by the pass holder whose name is printed on the pass. Passes are personalized and non-transferable. Pass holders must present a valid photo ID along with the pass at the time of ordering. Wow. This is the United States could actually channel its inner Olive Garden and require valid voter ID, if only, right? Voting, you know, that idea, of course, is a piece of legislation called the Save America Act, and it is currently stalled out in the GOP controlled U.S. Senate. Sadly, it looks like the pasta passes have sold out, but it's not too late for the Senate to take action, to ensure the integrity of midterm elections. If not for President Trump, they could do it for late Senator Lindsey Graham, who was working on its passage the night of his death. A mysterious death, by the way. I'm not a big fan of Lindsey Graham, but his death was definitely mysterious. I don't know about that. That the whole sudden illness doesn't compute. After all, it says here, if Olive Garden can verify the identity of someone seeking unlimited spaghetti, the United States Senate should certainly be able to protect our elections by similarly requiring a valid ID. America's elections deserve at least as much security as a plate of fettuccine Alfredo. right? I mean, why can't we have security in our elections? Why is it that it's harder to get to use your pasta pass? I want one of those. Maybe they do another round of sales and, you know, you guys want to donate to Josh's next Olive Garden pasta pass. I would. Yeah. But anyway, you know, and I realize it's not transferable, but you know, we'll sneak some and like have the wife bring the big purse, you know, but, that this is wild that, that Olive Garden, you know, of all places is pointing out the ridiculousness that is not passing the SAVE Act. When they don't pass the SAVE Act, you need an ID for this along with your pasta pass, a valid ID, but not for elections. Interesting. Absolutely interesting. And, speaking of things legal, Tom Homan pushes for more worksite arrests of migrants. And I can get behind that. The Department of Homeland Security is visiting worksites to check for illegals, but I want more, Tom Homan said. He told that this is the Center for Immigration Studies. He said, you and I are both aware of human trafficking, forced labor, peonage, where do we find a lot of victims trafficking? On work sites, Homan added. Kirokin noted that that ICE is doing few work site enforcement operations amid a strong pushback by employers and investors. We're not seeing it. And work site needs to be a big part. Homan said, adding, worksite crimes can trigger ICE arrests, said Homan. If they've committed a worksite violation that is criminal, they're going to be charged. But many business groups are quietly working with progressives to reduce deportation of affordable migrant workers because they reduce Americans' wages. On July 12th, for example, establishment outlet Politico touted demands by Texas construction employers for fewer detentions and deportations of foreign workers. The Politico article failed to include any comments about the enforcement-related gains for employers and voters. But wages are going back up amid President Donald Trump's enforcement of the law. I've been in and around construction for two decades, and I don't remember a labor market this tight, said an April post by Mike Callahan. There's a shortage of workers is also pressuring contractors to recruit and train Americans with offers of higher earnings. The report said workers who enroll in construction trade certificate programs earn roughly $50,000 more than those who do not. So it sounds like it's a good thing for these American workers. These companies just don't want to pay more. So they're trying to curb the deportations because they don't want to pay American workers what they're worth. It's so much cheaper just to pay an illegal alien, and we don't want you to come. Well, let me tell you something. They're here illegally. They broke the law. They need to go home. And furthermore, like Tom Homan said, a lot of times they're using the workplace to traffic. That's how they make these trades. It's not just on, you know, on Wayfair and what was it, Vinted, that was also doing it there. These websites, certainly they're doing like the child trafficking, and they've been caught more than multiple times, and they got caught again. And they're still doing it. So there needs to be consequences. There needs to be consequences. And these, and I don't care if you're a business and they need to go, they need to come in and make sure that everybody is above board. ID's out, you know, say, you know, hey, look, I don't have any problem showing my ID when I'm working. I mean, probably take a look at me, you know, I'm American, but still, you know, even then you may, you know, maybe you think I'm from Ireland or I don't know, but, you know, I'd have, be more than happy to show my ID. You know why? So I know I'm good. They scan it real quick, but you know, most driver's licenses and IDs, they have the little barcode on the back anymore. Scan it real quick. Yep. You are you. I see it in the picture verifiably. Back to work. Just that easy. But here's the problem. A lot of these employers, the reason they're pushing back is not because they're worried about their employees. They're worried about who they've employed. And who they've employed is not legal. And then their bottom line changes because they've employed too many illegal people. And that forces them to make a decision. Well, in order to stay in business, I've got to now pay my workers more and put less in my pocket. And they're so greedy, they can't stand that idea. Greed is a sickness. And it's infected every level of our society. And it, and it's not just in these corporations and all this stuff going on. You know, people are talking about, I want. You want a lot. Do you need it? And when is it enough? A lot of these corporations, they have millions and millions of dollars. When is it enough? Never. You know why? Because greed can't fill a God-shaped hole. Greed can't fill a God-shaped hole. And I'm so glad to know that this man follows Jesus Christ. So he knows that if a good man does nothing and knows it's bad, we just read it on my show, Faith, Family, and Politics. We're just reading about it. If a good man knows it's a bad thing and knows he could have done a good thing and doesn't do it within his power, then that person is a sinner. So it's within his power to do these deportations, to do these workplace deportations, these sweeps. I witnessed one of them. I was working in a plant, and I won't say where, but I was working in a plant, and it was a place where there was rather dry climate, it was so funny because it's like OSHA, those kind of peoples, and so they're coming through, but a lot of people believed, oh, that means they're going to come through and do these deportation sweeps in the workplace. And a lot of the guys that had been working just behind where I was working at the day before, they took off. I mean, they had their truck. I have never seen somebody load up a truck so fast. It was like a group of Speedy Gonzales 10X. Like, I mean, just zoom, 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 zoom. And then the truck had trails of dust, just a plume of dust, just as it went down the road, gone. So as these guys are coming through and doing their inspections and things, it was just like me and the two guys I was working with over in our area, and everything else was empty. That many illegals. And it's like, whew, if they could just stop being so greedy and fill that God-shaped hole with, I don't know, God instead of greed, we would have a lot better work sites and a lot better country. Yeah, do right for right's sake. Do what's right. Even if it costs you money, do what's right. And something that should have happened a long time ago, we're talking about doing what's right, is Canada, you know, cleaning up their forests. And I know that we can't say, you know, a whole lot. We've got, you know, Utah has got these wildfires that were burning for weeks on end. And they had out there in California, I mean, the Palisades are gone because of these, well, so-called wildfires in the Palisades, but and so-called however that happened in Maui. That's like it's such a humid climate. I don't know how that happened, but maybe we can explain that another day. But all this smoke is coming down from Canada, and Trump says that costs incurred from Canadian smoke pollution blanketing the U.S. will be added to tariffs. I think that's a good plan. It's a good reason to force them to start sweeping their forests and clean up their forest floors. We need to start doing that more in this country too. But President Trump said on Friday, he called the smoke pollution from Canada's wildfires affecting the United States from the Great Lakes to the Mid-Atlantic totally unacceptable, and said the costs of the U.S. is incurring will be added to tariffs on Canada. Trump took to True Social in the afternoon after departing a very hazy Washington, D.C., where a heavy smell of smoke is prevalent. He said, "We are holding Canada responsible for the fact that they are not properly maintaining their forests and brush therein. And the United States is being unnecessarily invaded by filthy, polluted, and unhealthy air." I know I woke up with a headache this morning after breathing the air, and I'm in Indiana. So, I mean, I'm far enough. I would think I'd be far enough south, but I'm not. "To the quality of which is dangerous and totally unacceptable," Trump said. The president added that he will speak to Prime Minister Mark Carney, and that costs will be added to tariffs. He said, "I will call a prime minister during the day to find out what they are going to do about it. The cost is incalculable. Canada has refused to engage in basic forest management and debris removal, knowing that such refusal will lead to exactly this result," Trump said. "This is a willful negligence, and becoming a yearly occurrence, costing the United States billions of dollars, which cost the cost of this pollution must of necessity be added to the tariffs Canada is currently paying." And he said, "Thank you for your attention to this matter." I'm glad I didn't try to read that as Trump, because that was a tongue twister. But Senator Bernie Moreno of Ohio said blasted Canada while responding to Trump's post. He said, "Americans will not pay the price for the negligence of Canadian leaders. We must create a compensation fund for the victims of this atrocity. 4 years in a row of record fires that have produced decades of environmental damage," Moreno wrote in the Truth Social post. "Further proof that you don't have to be very smart to get elected as a liberal. You just have to be woke," he added. According to AccuWeather, as of midday Friday, smoke affected the United States from Great Lakes to the Mid-Atlantic. As winds shift, alternating plumes of smoke and cleaner air will move southward into the Great Lakes region and northeast states through this weekend and into the next week. Shifting winds will bring back thick smoke and poor air quality to New England and New York on Saturday, and then likely push it away on Sunday. It'd be nice to see this stuff just go away. Gotta wait till Sunday, I reckon. But I'm with Trump on this. We should add to their tariffs, definitely, because they could have been cleaning this stuff up. There are machines that can do this. You don't even have to send in people. There are machines that can go in and clean up. It's just all it is cleaning up the forest floor. It slows everything down. I mean, I know that fires can hop from tree to tree to tree, but it's a slower and more manageable spread if the forest floor is cleaned. the way it hops and moves so fast is because it's burning up all those leaves. Leaves go up, you know, they ignite quickly. Oh, it's a dry season. I don't remember Canadian wildfires when I was a kid. Do you? Year after year? Dry season after dry season after dry season? Do you remember those? I don't. I'm going to be 43 this year. I don't remember till just these recent years. I know that California's had wildfires off and on my entire life. I remember those. I know there's been some, out there west or whatever, but they were always manageable, right? So the move to not clean these forest floors is geopolitical. Plain and simple. And it's going to cost them a whole lot more in tariffs than it would be to just clean the forest floor. Get it done. Plain and simple. Sweep the forest floor. Oh, Canada. All right. Let's move on to this man, JD Vance. And he was on Joe Rogan recently. I have yet to watch the entire of the program, but I wanted to share with you guys a clip from the episode of Joe Rogan's podcast where JD Vance didn't realize, he didn't know that Joe Biden had two brain surgeries. And Joe Biden actually admitted it himself that he did. And we have a pretty funny clip over there on Revolver Broadcasting. I'll have to remember to put it back into the show notes over here later on for you guys of Joe Biden talking about it himself. Cause it's pretty hilarious. He said they had to put the top of my head back on a couple of times. Joe Biden. And that was before, he started changing heights and stuff in 2019. It was, anyway, let's take a look at this clip from the Joe Rogan podcast with JD Vance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is a lie. You're lying. He's had two brain surgeries, like where they have to take the top of your head off. Literally, they have to take like a cap.
Biden had two brain surgeries?
Oh, yeah.
How did I not know this?
You didn't know this?
I didn't know that he had two brain surgeries.
He had two brain surgeries. Jimmy, please look this up. Make sure that I'm right. I'm 99% sure I'm right. But I know he had
refund afterwards?
Well, it kept him alive. It kept him alive. I mean, here, Biden has not undergone recent brain surgery. He underwent two successful life-saving brain surgeries to repair two intracranial aneurysms in 1988.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
His medical professionals have stated that he made a full recovery and suffered no lasting brain damage or cognitive impairment from these procedures. Oh, it's from the Washington Post, so you know it's accurate and definitely not biased at all. And these medical professionals, were those the same people that said that the COVID vaccine is safe and effective? We live in a wonderful time for bullshit. It's like, because they just bullshit you right to your face. Like,
we do.
He had two brain surgeries, like major brain surgeries, because he's having aneurysms. I don't care who you are. That's probably going to do some damage.
It's going to leave some...
Aneurysms are a real problem.
That's a real thing.
Your brain is bleeding.
People die from aneurysms all the time. See, that's the crazy thing is I never even knew about that.
I can't believe that JD Vance didn't know about that. That floors me that JD Vance had no idea about those brain surgeries. I found this graphic and I was like, this is perfect, because this is like, I'm wondering about Joe. Like, is he like, how that explains the latent hair growth plugs. They were able to, that's how they hid these scars from these brain surgeries, is the hair plugs. But the fact that J.D. Vance had no idea, and he's sitting there with Joe Rogan, the most popular podcaster. He's like, I didn't know that. And I found the clip absolutely humorous, because especially when Joe Rogan said, oh, it's from the Washington Post, so now you know it's accurate. But Mr. Vice President JD, if you get a chance to watch this, I enjoyed watching that clip and go over there to Revolver Broadcasting and check out some of our early shorts. We shared a I don't know if I can get it to pull up or not. Let me see if I can pull it up quickly. I don't know if I can it'll pull up quickly or not. Because it was pretty early on in the shorts that we shared at Revolver. I didn't have it prepared either, so it's not like I have it in my queued up or whatever. Let's see here. Shorts. And it was a long, yeah. I mean, we're going back years here. For old Joe Biden and his where is it? Top of his head a couple times. Oh, there it is. Yep, this was a popular clip for us too, if it'll play. Oh boy. Of course. Now it doesn't want to play. I want to show you guys this and this thing, and now I can't. All right. We'll go back to. All right. I'm on a mission. I'm going to show you guys this clip. I hope it's worth it. I hope it's worth it, making you wait. Anything worth having, right? Let's see here. Make sure this volume's turned up here, and there we go. Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready?
My fire company at home saved my life. I came back from a trip after being away for a couple of days, and I had these terrible headaches, was diagnosed with having anyway, they had to take the top of my head off a couple of times, see if I had a brain. My fire company at home.
Anyway, they had to take top of my head off a couple of times. There you go, Mr. Vice President. If you get a chance to see this, there's the clip. There's your proof. Goodness. I'll have to maybe tag him in True Social with that clip. See if JD ever gets a chance to see that. And speaking of viral video clips, this next, I've got another video clip for you guys before we get into talking about that Rocky movie, because wild things are happening in Maine. Have you guys seen this? Hey, I don't know if you guys there. I think what I'd like to do is go back and like do a rewatch of have a group from, you know, maybe get our good friend Curtis over here at Eternal Affairs, and myself, maybe somebody over there on Angry Conservative Channel, and have a little panel and rewatch the debate that happened in Maine recently for these candidates, I'll put in air quotes, to replace Graham Plattner for the Senate seat there in Maine. But as crazy as it all was, as much of a, to quote my good friend Darmic, it was a total clown show. But as crazy as the clown show was, one individual went the extra mile And you would think that this was an SNL skit. You would think that this was something that was cooked up by some YouTubers, but it's 100% real. I promise you. And this is the person I'm referring to. This is his name is Ashley Webb, and he's taking the internet by storm. Yeah, let's just transition into the clip, shall we? Because my goodness, this is just something else is the best way I can put it. Oh, that's not the clip. All right. Come on now. Let's get to this. There we go. With audio. There we go. Controls are fun, aren't they? All right.
Ashley Webb, what qualifications do you have to serve in the U.S. Senate?
Oh, I ran for office several times. Didn't win, but didn't run. And then I'm a songwriter, and then I write my own books. And then...
Wait. So your qualifications are... I wanted to run several times for office, but didn't win. Didn't run. Did anybody catch that? Didn't win. Didn't run. That's why they didn't win. They didn't run. So didn't get into office because they didn't run. Not because they didn't win because they wanted to be in office. They didn't win because they didn't run. And then he says his qualifications, furthermore, is writing songs and books. Now, he might be talented in that area. I don't know. But picking out a t-shirt and jeans and putting his hair back in a ponytail and calling himself Ash Webb might have, I don't know, allowed for at least some semblance of looking like someone that could be voted for. I don't know. But let's let him continue to cook, shall we?
I suppose my transparency, I wouldn't lie to the people and I wouldn't deceive the people like we're being deceived right now. Like, we get lied to, smoke and mirrors, like what's going on with ICE. Pretending like these victims did something wrong. Like, that's unacceptable. And I suppose the biggest thing is, like, I'm just an angry citizen now. And if I got elected, I'd be an angry senator. And I think that would probably be their worst nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, you are definitely my worst nightmare, but not because you're angry. No, Mr. Ashley Webb. You are walking nightmare fuel. Need to change that. That's just, you are a man. I think of, like, if he was Buzz Lightyear and any other man in this country was Woody from Toy Story, they'd say, "You are a boy." But not only that, yeah, your qualifications are writing music, songs and books. I mean, I guess there could be books that could help you kind of look. I mean, there's been plenty of people that have ran for office that never had any, you know, skills that necessarily would have looked like they would be ready for office. And they've done fairly well, but oh, well, you know, the victims of ICE. Yeah. You mean illegal immigrants who have come here illegally and have been arrested and deported? Those aren't victims. Those are suspects. Those are perpetrators. Those are people that need to be arrested and deported. And I think he's referring to people that call themselves pretty and good. And they, oh my goodness. All right. We're going to have some participation from my German Shepherd. Go on. All right. the wife just got home. So, but yeah, you have these two folks that, they caused the problem. One, Peretti, you know, potentially pulling a gun, got himself killed because he shouldn't have been there to begin with. Neither should, Miss Good. Shouldn't have been there. No reason to be there except obstructing justice. And then behaved stupidly with law enforcement around. It's your own fault. And I'm not going to revel in their death. I wish that they didn't have to die. I wish that they, but if it's you or me, if I'm an officer and you're driving your car at me, I'm going to open fire on you. If I think you have a gun and you're fidgeting around and it looks like you got a gun, I'm going to open fire on you. It's not about being trained or untrained. That's just common sense. I don't want to die. And if it's you or me, it's you. Plain and simple, not victims. So angry. I think you need to go back, check the mirror. Wipe that crap off your face. Cut your hair. Get yourself a good t-shirt and jeans. And stop pretending to be someone you're not. Because those would be some good first steps. And in the meantime, I'm going to pray for this person. I mentioned that last evening to a friend, and it was that. He's like, I'm just so mad. I think this person's so stupid. There's no saving him. I was like, well, I get it. I get the frustration, but no one's beyond saving. And I believe Jesus' grace can extend even this far, if he's willing to change. So I'm going to pray for this person, and I hope the best. And I hope things change. Last but not least, here on Deprogrammed, and I wanted to do something a little bit, you know, I know we did a couple of funny clips and stuff, but I wanted to do something that's not so like serious news or in things in the news necessarily, and just kind of talk about what's going on upcoming in the cinema. This young man's going to be playing Sylvester Stallone, who played Rocky, of course, famously, many times. and the I Play Rocky trailer, Peter Farrelly recreates Sylvester Stallone's incredible Rocky origin story. Peter Farrelly's I Play Rocky will be released in November this year. So I'm quite excited for it. It's a major fall release slot, indicating that the Amazon MGM has positioned the film for awards contention, and for good reason. The studio has seen the film test extremely well over the last few months and hopes the buzz will continue to build following its likely world premiere at TIFF in September. A trailer has now been released for I Play Rocky, and it looks like a total crowd pleaser. Critics will be sharpening their knives, but fall festival audiences might embrace this film, which, as I said, has been testing through the roof. Farrelly from The Green Book directs the film, which is inspired by the story of how Sylvester Stallone came to make his 1976 boxing classic Rocky. And what better way to cast Stallone than by signing his doppelganger? No, really, this guy looks like his duplicate. He really does. He looks a lot like a young Sylvester Stallone. He's even got the Italian dark circles that Sylvester has. His name is Anthony Ippolito, who previously played Al Pacino in Paramount's limited series, The Offer, which I need to go back and see that too. Although I don't care for Al Pacino, I think that that sounds like a pretty cool little series. Is this stunt casting? You can be the judge. I'm not familiar enough with Ippolito's work to weigh in, but these first images from the set of I Play Rocky emphasize just how much of a dead ringer he is. They can be seen below here. Now there's they had some pictures here in the article, but I think we'll just stick with the one here. But so Stallone did not give his blessing to the project, but he hasn't criticized its existence either. He has said he'll wait to see the finished film before passing judgment. The plot is said to follow his early life as a struggling actor with a partially paralyzed face and a speech impediment who writes a script that a big movie studio wants to buy, but he refuses to sell it unless he gets to play the lead, which is how things panned out, according to Sylvester in many interviews. Ippolito is part of the cast that includes Anna Sophia Robb as Sasha Zach and Matt Dillon as Frank Stallone Sr., Stephen James as Carl Weathers, PJ Byrne as producer Irwin Winkler, and Jay Duplass as Rocky, director John G. Avelston. I'm sorry if I got that name wrong. But fairly recently released two Prime Video comedies, Ricky Stenicki, which was kind of silly, which was actually a decent laugh, and this year's Balls Up, which was not. That was a stinker. Before that, he directed the mixed reviewed The Greatest Beer Run Ever, and of course, he won two Oscars for the 2018 Best Picture winner, Green Book. I've heard a lot of good things about Green Book. I have yet to go back and watch it, but I've heard a lot of good things. Before this solo stretch, he co-directed his brother Bobby and a handful of classics, including Dumb and Dumber. So we're all familiar with that one. That's a great one. That's actually in our opener, Dumb and Dumber. And There's Something About Mary, pretty good classic comedy, and Kingpin. Oh, I love the movie Kingpin. And if you guys haven't seen that trailer yet, definitely go and open another tab and check that trailer out for I Play Rocky. It looks like it's going to be a good one. It says in the article there, you know, Sly says, Sylvester Stallone, he says that he's going to wait until the film comes out to pass judgment. I think that's a good way to do it. Like not be hands-on on your own, biopic, you know, and it's kind of like, see what people's in the artist's interpretation is of your life. Cause then it can end up being closer to reality. Cause if you're hands-on on it and like, and you're like, yeah, no, I want to put my own information into it a little, you might muddy the water a little bit, you know, cause we're going to misremember or say certain things or cause it to, you know, go a different direction, you know? And so I think it looks like it's going to be a good watch. Looks like something you could probably, I don't know if you could take your family to it. Cause I'm certain that if it's playing Stallone's early life, that there's going to be some, foul language use. It didn't say the rating of the film in the article, and I didn't see online what the rating of the film is likely to be, but a lot of people are saying that it looks promising, and I'm excited. I haven't been excited for a movie like this, in quite a while. And so I'm hoping, that we get some good cinema this November with that. And, with that, let's move away back from the news desk. Oops. There we go. And, I have other shows programmed into my, you seen for briefly, but you know, anyhow, it's been so fun having you here, for this show. And, thank you guys for tuning in at all here on Deprogrammed, on Eternal Affairs. If you haven't been to eternalaffairsmedia.com, I do highly recommend it. I'm looking for someone to get you guys rated out to, for those of you who are on, Rumble. And I see that the Southern Patriots are going, so I think that's what we're going to send you to. And I'm going to tell you guys to have a wonderful, wonderful day. And to stay in trouble. Why do I tell you to stay in trouble? Because if you have Christ in your hearts, you will in fact be in trouble with the world. The world doesn't want you living under his grace. That's your salvation, first and foremost. And I pray that each and every one of you has that. I really do. The world doesn't want you praying to him, having a relationship with him, or reading his word. And it definitely doesn't want you going out and doing something so dangerous as telling others about him. But I want to encourage you to do all that anyway and stay in trouble. Love you guys. Follow Jesus.
Yeah. They told you what to think, not how to think. Time to wake up. Deprogram. Yeah. Static in my head, yeah, they feed it through the screen. Every headline scripted, every angle too clean. They sell fear, sell lies, dress it up as truth. But I see through the smoke, yeah, I'm back to the root. They don't want faith, they want blind compliance. Handful conviction, silence defiance. But I got fire, ain't hiding that light. Truth in my chest, yeah, I came to fight. They twist what's real, redefine right. Call wrong, progress keep dimming the light. But I read between lines, I don't follow the wave. I was lost, now I'm found, yeah, I broke from the cave. I won't bow, I won't bend. Truth don't change with the trend.